So it was discussed last week at the July board meeting. My proposal that the commissioners agreed with was, with regards to the DOI's request for us to submit geographical areas that larger vehicles could be allowed or not allowed, we decided that we didn't feel qualified or wish to engage with that, as it didn't seem appropriate that Hampstead commissioners try and carve up the town into sort of larger vehicle allowed areas or otherwise without a wider view. That seems to me a bit of a flawed concept to begin with. So rather than sort of give tacit approval, we just didn't wish to be involved in the process.
Is this a particular issue in Ramsey?
I think it's a very subjective matter. Ultimately, larger vehicles are owned by a wide variety of residents on the Isle of Man, and they do need to be parked. So whilst I certainly understand that there's certain areas that some people feel overwhelmed with vehicles, ultimately they do have to be parked somewhere. There is no magic solution, and certainly the solution provided by the DOI, I don't believe, is anything other than fundamentally flawed. I think the DOI are right to consult with local authorities, and that's absolutely fair. But in this particular instance, I think they have brought it to the table without a sort of wider view, just this single letter. And I think it's simply going to create more consternation with residents and around the island than is perhaps necessary. So you could end up with a situation where some towns or parishes are more or less friendly or available for parking, which will flow vehicles in unexpected ways, more than simply this residential area is not allowed for parking or this is, because the vehicles will move, they won't disappear.